Paul Ramo here in the studio, and once again, we're going to start our Lac La Parle Valley school update with Superintendent Greg Schmidt. Greg's first day of school today, Greg.
It's exciting time. All the buildings open today. We had buses showing up, and one of them approximately an hour late, but it's my 57th first day of school, so I've been at this for a while.
57 years,
huh? You don't get to have 57 first days unless you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, so. You've been doing it for a long time. That's right. Where'd you go to high school, Greg?
I went to high school in Redwood Falls.
Okay.
Yeah, 4th through 12th grade. So my family lived in Mankato before that. We moved to Redwood Falls, and I went to high school there and then went to Marshall for 5 years after that.
Okay, so that's a lot of first days of school.
Yep.
All right, well, did you have a good summer? How did the summer go?
Summer was pretty busy. I took some time off. We went to Duluth for our anniversary, and that was fun.
I like Duluth.
It's a wonderful place to be, at least in the summertime.
Yep.
Winter, I wouldn't. I've been up there a few times in the winter, and it's not terribly exciting, but but it's a good place to be in the summer.
Well, I know you've been very busy during the summer out at Lac La Parle Valley with the school board and everything, and a lot of exciting things happening. Why don't you fill us in?
Well, the school board has been working through a facilities process, and we've really started that process about a year and a half ago in February when we selected a company called UNESCO to help us do a facility assessment. And they completed that assessment last summer and gave us a report in early September. And from there, the board talked about the projects, and we were brought up to speed as to what the projects that we could do were. Mm-hmm. And then we put together a facility improvement task force, which met 5 times during the summer. And the outcome of that was that it was obvious to them that we needed to do some things with the buildings. So the recommendations coming forward from them were to either improve the buildings, make them look nice on the inside and outside, in addition to improving the efficiency and the functionality, or to build new elementary schools in the two largest communities, to replace the ones that are there. Mm. The board made the decision to move forward with what I call modernizing and beautifying the existing buildings instead of building new. It saves us about almost $30,000 or $30 million, excuse me.
Okay.
To not build new. The UNESCO felt that the buildings, the structures of the buildings themselves are very sound, and they would continue to be sound for a long time to come.
Okay. What were some of the improvements, just the big ticket items?
The big ticket items were things like replacing the HVAC systems, in some cases replacing the boiler systems that basically heat the buildings, putting in dehumidification in the two buildings that don't currently have air conditioning, and replacing the electrical systems because the current electrical systems aren't capable of handling the new dehumidification and HVAC systems. Okay. So, and the other thing too is when the MMN building was built, the main classroom area was 1959. They only put 2 outlets in each of the classrooms, which is, you know, now a code would require more than that.
I mean,
this room probably has more outlets than 2. And
wow.
So just some issues like that we want to remedy.
Right. Okay. So the referendum is going to happen when, or have you decided that yet?
It was decided on Friday during a special board meeting. The board is going out for a referendum to the tune of $39.975 million. And there are costs associated with selling bonds. So the amount that some people have heard up to this point was 39.5. But again, there are costs associated with the bond sale. So that would bring the amount to $39.975 million.
Okay.
But that'll happen on November 5th.
November 5th.
Okay. Yeah, which is a Tuesday, the first Tuesday in November.
Okay. All right. Look forward to that. And it's important to keep your buildings up.
It really is, and
have a good place for the kids to learn. And
the other thing that maybe people don't really recognize, because they look at the building and they say, oh, this looks pretty nice, but our high school building is 30 years old now.
Yeah.
It was completed in 1989, and first class was out there in 1990.
Yep.
So, it's been there for quite a while.
Yeah, that's right. The 30th year this year for Lac Qui Parle Valley. Yeah. So doesn't seem possible.
I wasn't here, but it sure seems like it would have gone fast. I know that in my life, the last 30 years have gone very fast.
Yeah, for sure. So all right. Any more on the referendum you'd like to mention? Or otherwise, we'll just...
You know, we're going to be... the school, their responsibility is to really promote the information about the referendum, promote the information about the facilities, but the school itself can't really be the vote yes committee. So we believe, the board strongly believes, that the buildings need the improvements that were recommended for them, and we hope that others will support that.
Okay, real good. Well, it was the first day of school, Monday morning, and the kids were excited, the teachers were excited, the administration's excited to get back to school, right?
Yep, I think so. Lots of kids that I see, whether it's at church or just in the neighborhoods, were excited to get back to school. Almost all of them. There are a few kids that weren't that excited to be back at school. They like the summer is a little less structured for them, and they really appreciate that. But many of them wanted to get back so they could see friends.
That's right. And the teachers have been preparing for a while to start today, right?
Yeah, the new teacher started last Monday, the 19th, and then returning teachers came on Tuesday and Wednesday, had in-service time, and then they had Thursday and Friday off, so they had a long weekend to get ready for today.
Okay. I know I'll be up in Ortonville. The volleyball team starts. Let's talk sports a little bit here. A volleyball team starts their season tonight under first-year head coach Molly Hennon up in Ortonville at 7:30, and cross-country team has a big cross-country meet.
Cross-country has a big meet up in Morris today. Girls tennis has been playing for a while now. They've had a couple matches, mm-hmm. and football goes on Thursday this week. So, yeah, it has already been pretty busy for one of the teams, and going to be really busy this week for lots of others.
And I know there's a number of Lac Qui Parle students that are on the swim team, too. They're combined with Montevideo and
Dawson. There are five kids, I guess, that are swimming this year, which is an increase. So that's really good, too.
All right. All right. So looking for an exciting year, and maybe next month when we do our update, we can talk about homecoming and all that good stuff, right?
Lots of things happen pretty quick, The time goes fast.
That's right. It sure does, Greg. Anything else we should mention?
I hope I didn't leave anybody out, but I just wish everybody to have a great start to the school year.
That's right. And I know you had your daughter off to college at SMSU in Marshall Hall.
Yeah, last Thursday Abby went, and today was her first day of classes. She got to her first class a half an hour early. I said, well, at least you can get a good seat. So she gave me a thumbs up to that.
There you go. All right. You have a great year too, Greg.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming in for doing the Lac Qui Parle school update during the school season.
You're welcome.
That's Greg Schmidt, Lac Qui Parle Valley School Superintendent, with our Lac Qui Parle Valley school update.